Good morning and welcome to Street Account Out Loud's U.S. Market Preview. Today is Thursday, July 2nd, 2020. Futures are indicating a higher open with S&P 500 futures trading up close to 0.75% as of 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, the dollar was mostly softer, with the euro firmer and yen lagging. Yuan markets were flat to marginally stronger against the dollar. Oil is reversing losses following reports the Saudis threatened a new price war. Gold is flat, with the broader metals complex mostly firmer. The market's thought to be taking encouragement from yesterday's positive data from Europe and the U.S. and ADP and ISM, and ahead of today's U.S. non-farm payrolls report, which comes a day early with U.S. markets closed on Friday for Independence Day. Not much new on the central bank front. FOMC minutes from yesterday played down yield curve control for now. Comments from ECB's Lane Wednesday and Wren today also suggest limited appetite for policy on governing council. The ongoing rise in coronavirus infection cases in the U.S. remains a concern, but positive news on vaccine development, a recent mitigating factor with Pfizer and BioNTech studies seeing positive clinical data. Oxford scientists leading development of AstraZeneca vaccine also positive on immune response. U.S.-China tensions continue to simmer, though muted impact on market sentiment. The U.S. is reportedly preparing to unveil sanctions against Beijing related to human rights abuses. More focus around the Hong Kong security law, with China beginning to arrest activists and the House passing the Hong Kong sanctions bill. In economic data, South Korea June CPI came in slightly better than consensus. Australia June trade balance came in slightly below consensus. This morning, Eurozone PPI came in slightly worse than expectations, while the Eurozone unemployment rate was slightly better than expectations at 7.4%. Up on today's U.S. economic calendar, initial claims, non-farm payrolls, trade balance, and factory orders. Consensus estimates for headline non-farm payrolls are for a gain of 3 million, an improvement from the surprise 2.5 million rise in May. The unemployment rate is expected to fall to 12.3% from 13.3% in May. Sell-side previews suspect hiring may have been pulled forward in May by employers positioning to receive PPP loans. In corporate news overnight, Spotify's considering adding video streaming features, according to Tech the Lead. And the Wall Street Journal, citing a company letter, reports McDonald's has put restaurant opening plans on hold. The FAA released a statement on Boeing 737 MAX certification test flights, noting that while completion of the flights is an important milestone, a number of key tasks remain, including evaluating the data gathered. In the UK this morning, airline companies are trading higher as The Telegraph reported the UK will lift the quarantine rules for 75 countries. Asian equities finished higher on Thursday. Greater China rallied as Hong Kong outperformance was a notable surprise following its long weekend and reignited political turmoil over the new security law. Australia and South Korea posted sharp gains, while Taiwan and Japan rose moderately. Reuters reported Republican Senator Marco Rubio is preparing a bill to ban Chinese companies from U.S. capital markets if they engage in spying, human rights abuse, or support China's military. He plans to unveil the legislation in the coming weeks after the Department of Defense released a list of 20 companies that it alleges are owned or controlled by the Chinese military. Former White House official Roger Robinson said 13 of the 20 companies designated by the Defense Department last week as Chinese military-backed have a presence in U.S. capital markets. Bloomberg discussed the resonance of comments from PBOC Governor Yi Gang on the 18th of June, cautioning markets to start thinking about an exit from the looser financial policies seen earlier this year. The story noted that with the finance ministry taking the lead in economic policy support this year by issuing a record amount of special purpose bonds, the central bank is pursuing a far more restrained strategy than global peers. European equity markets are firmer, with Italy and Spain seeing the biggest gains following the broad strength in Asia. In a Handelsblatt interview, ECB's Wren said, in response to a question on whether it could implement yield curve control, that the ECB can use its new emergency program to buy bonds in a relatively flexible manner. However, the capital key remains its anchor, and the purchases ultimately need to converge to it. He highlighted that it has managed to improve the transmissions of its policy by narrowing government bond spreads. However, he did not think there is a scientific method to determine an appropriate level. Thank you for joining us for Street Account Out Loud's morning summary for Thursday, July 2nd, 2020. You can continue to follow today's news in real time at streetaccount.com.